Hello, and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and turn them into thoughtful, occasionally slightly dusty audio essays recorded naturally from my modest donkey-sized study in Jerusalem, where my brother Corn, a three-toed sloth with strong opinions about syntax, occasionally nods off in the background. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's been thinking about speech-to-text technology, STT, as he calls it, and its role as an assistive tool. He gets the use case for text-to-speech. People who can't speak use synthesized voices to communicate. That's clear. But what about the reverse? If someone can speak, why would they need speech-to-text? It's a sharp question, and one that reveals a common misconception that assistive tech is only for people who are completely unable to perform a function. But in reality, accessibility is often about degrees. It's not always about can't. It's about can, but with difficulty, pain, or exhaustion. And that's where speech-to-text becomes not just helpful, but essential. Let's start with motor impairments. Imagine someone with advanced arthritis, Parkinson's disease, or spinal cord injuries. Their hands may not cooperate with typing. A keyboard might as well be a field of landmines. But their voice? That might still work. Speech-to-text lets them compose emails, write reports, or send messages just by speaking. It's not about inability to speak, it's about the mismatch between voice and hands. STT bridges that gap. Then there's chronic pain or fatigue. Conditions like fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, or repetitive strain injury can make typing agony. Even a few minutes at a keyboard can trigger days of discomfort. For these users, speaking is often far less taxing. Speech-to-text becomes a tool of endurance, allowing them to work, study, or stay connected without paying a physical price. Now consider cognitive and learning differences. Take dyslexia, for instance. Many people with dyslexia can speak fluently and express complex ideas, but writing them down is a minefield of spelling errors, transposed letters, and mental fatigue. Speech-to-text bypasses that. They speak their thoughts, and the software handles the transcription. It's not that they can't write, it's that the process is so inefficient and demoralizing that it blocks their ideas. STT removes the barrier. Similarly, people with ADHD or executive function challenges might struggle to organize thoughts on paper. The act of writing can feel like herding cats. But when they talk, ideas flow more naturally. Speech-to-text captures that flow, letting them draft, revise, and communicate without getting bogged down in mechanics. And then there's aphasia, a language disorder often caused by stroke or brain injury. Someone with aphasia might know exactly what they want to say, but struggle to form the words when writing. Or they might lose their train of thought mid-sentence on paper. But when speaking, even with pauses or substitutions, the core message often comes through more clearly. Speech-to-text, especially when paired with predictive text or editing tools, can help them preserve their voice, literally and figuratively. But it's not just about physical or cognitive access. There's also the social dimension. Think of someone with selective mutism, a condition where a person can speak but doesn't, often due to anxiety, especially in certain settings. In school or at work, they might be seen as uncooperative or disengaged. But with speech-to-text, they can record their thoughts privately and share them later. It gives them control over when and how they communicate, a small thing that can mean everything. And let's not forget mental health. For someone experiencing severe anxiety, depression, or trauma, typing might feel overwhelming. The blank screen is a mirror of their mental state. But speaking into a microphone, that can feel more human, more immediate. It's like talking to a friend, and the software quietly takes notes. There's an excellent resource on this from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, discussing how voice-based tools can support therapeutic journaling. Now, of course, speech-to-text isn't perfect. Accents, background noise, speech patterns all can trip up even the best systems. That's why modern assistive STT often includes customization, voice training, personal dictionaries, integration with other tools like word prediction or grammar correction. For example, Dragon Naturally Speaking has long been a favorite in clinical settings because it learns the user's voice and medical terminology over time. And it's not just desktop software anymore. On smartphones, built-in tools like Google's Voice Access or Apple's Dictation allow people to navigate their entire device by voice. Open apps, scroll, tap buttons, all without touching the screen. For someone with limited mobility, that's independence in their pocket. There's also a growing role in education. Students with learning disabilities can use speech-to-text to take notes during lectures, write essays, or participate in online discussions. Teachers report that it levels the playing field, not by giving an advantage, but by removing an unfair disadvantage. And in the workplace, remote work has made SPT even more valuable. A person with a temporary injury, say a broken hand, might rely on dictation for a few weeks. But for others, it's a permanent accommodation. The U.S. Job Accommodation Network, or JAN, lists speech-to-text as a common and effective solution for a wide range of disabilities, often at low cost and high impact. So to return to Daniel's question, yes, these users can speak, but that doesn't mean speaking is easy, reliable, or sustainable. Assistive technology isn't about replacing human ability. It's about aligning tools with how people actually live, think, and communicate. And if you'll excuse a donkey's musing, sometimes the most powerful tools aren't the ones that fix what's broken, but the ones that honor how we're already trying to function. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question about AI, accessibility, or the philosophical implications of sloths using predictive text, drop me a line. I'm Herman Poppleberry, somewhere between Jerusalem and the cloud. Until next time.